cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
The Jewel.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be when you find yourself on the wrong side of the tracks and some helpful gentlemen help you find your way back to the other side.
Whoa.
And the other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, I'm Pretty Sure We Had Something, Man for Woman, 40, Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
It says you, dark hair, green jacket, and perfect little mouth.
I don't know.
Came in and about 15 minutes after I sat down. I think you glanced over, watching me indulge.
Oh, gross.
I have a friend in the back who gives me slices from old cheesecakes that are close to the expiration date. Yum. Wouldn't you like to be my friend?
No.
I'm not going to put that guy down too hard because I would eat those too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, you sat alone and kept checking your phone. Were you meeting someone from Tinder? I thought so.
Well, that's quite the assumption, yeah. Sir. I mean, she could have been texting her grandma for all you know.
After a few more minutes passed, I got up the nerve to go over to your table and said, nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Tinder, PhD.
Oh, God. I couldn't have rolled my eyes harder if I tried just then.
It says, you looked confused, so I said, I've seen it before. You're waiting to meet someone from that Let's Watch Movies and Sleep Together app.
Netflix and chill,
but
way to
okay.
Show your age, buddy.
Says you then told me that you were waiting for your mom. I was embarrassed, so I offered to pay for your valet. You then told me that the Cheesecake Factory doesn't have a valet.
Yeah.
And that made me look dumb. But I recovered by bringing over a slice of my peanut butter cup fudge ripple cheesecake.
Ooh.
Made with real Butterfinger candy bars inside of it.
Is he writing an advertisement for the Cheesecake Factory at the same time he's doing this Craigslist misconnection?
You shook your head and pointed to my pants and I said, oh, don't worry about that. That's just some vanilla coconut macaroon crust.
Oh, gross.
It'll just come off in the wash.
Okay.
He's really into all the recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was really
exactly.
Vanilla coconut macaroon crust.
Yeah.
And then it says, at one point you asked the waiter for the check and I went back to my table and put my teeth back in.
Now that was a turn I didn't expect.
No.
But I could see how he could mow down on some cheesecake toothless.
Is he just sucking on it?
It's the, you know, one dessert besides ice cream that really would work for you.
Sure.
As you win some, you lose some, I guess. I hope to see you again. Maybe we can split some Oreo Dream Extreme from Russell.
Maybe you could gum it together.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, some backstabbing bimbo outbid me at the date auction. Woman for man, 47. Says, I was partying with my best friends the other night. Crab cake in one hand and pamphlet with your face on it in another.
Okay.
I sat in the audience and waited patiently, though loser after loser was paraded out on stage. Finally, you showed up, and I raised my bidding number immediately, but so did many other cheap floozies.
Oh, man.
I like how they're all cheap floozies and she's not.
Right.
Finally, it was back and forth between me and a divorcee named Barb.
Oh, Barb.
But you know
what? Damn it, Barb.
This guy feels like $1 million right now. It doesn't matter who's bidding on him. When you're part of one of those things, you just hope that someone does. And if there's a bidding mortar, you're like, oh,
uh-oh.
Bring it, ladies.
He says, I don't want to say anything bad about her, but I've heard she's a horrible person and will do anything on a first date if you buy her a meal. As you already know, Barb ended up winning the bid.
Yeah.
You know, she has that divorce money.
Oh, yeah. Good thing you didn't say anything bad about Barb just then.
Just so you know, I was willing to empty my son's college fund for a date with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I hope your son doesn't see it first.
Wow.
Yeah. That's from Randa. Looks like somebody missed out big time.
Yeah.
This next misconnection is titled, You Helped Me Pass My Adult Swimming Test, Man for Woman, 36, YMCA. Says, it was obviously uncomfortable at first because I was the only grown-up in a second grade class, but I didn't mind.
That's good. Good for you, buddy.
You were my wonderful instructor who helped me achieve my lifelong dream of actually learning to swim.
Which is awesome, but there's something very unsexy about an adult learning how to swim.
Hey, not all of us know how to swim,
Brooke. I'm just saying, great on you for learning.
Yeah.
But
when you're like a
42-year-old
man trying to learn to swim, it is a little weird. But it goes on to say, from blowing bubbles in the shallow end of the pool to treading water, in the deep end for 10 seconds. I learned faster with you than I did than any of my previous 16 instructors.
Whoa!
I won't lie. At one point, I thought you showed favoritism to Connor, but at least I wasn't wearing bright orange water wings like a baby.
Yeah, Connor.
You're making fun of the kids. After it was all said and done, I was over the moon when you swam over to hand me my certificate for passing your class. Unfortunately, a giant gas bubble slid out of my shorts and came to the surface between us. I was nervous. Come on, you knew I was on the edge of passing. It's not my fault. So, are you teaching the next level, Guppy Cycle 2? Because I'm already signed up and practicing my breaststroke. Get it? Winky face from Todd.
All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.